Well, here's the thing, guys.
What's that?
I'm not sure if you realize this, but we're coming at you live! It's 97.5, the squirt. Yeah.
Welcome back to Drop Dice, Internet's favorite D&D podcast. We are picking up with our party. They are deep in combat with Manfred von Karstein in his castle, estate, fortress, whatever you want to call it.
More of a bungalow, really.
Yeah, it's
is it?
Kind of a shack, honestly.
Shanty.
After grueling combat where Gregor went down, other people are getting low on health. They were getting Manfred down, beating him down. Blood was flowing. Unfortunately, then he used one of his magical rare abilities and healed all of his health back.
He set Uno reverse.
He did. He did do that.
He's like, I didn't hear no bell.
Let's go around and reintroduce ourselves.
Oh, shit. It is Fig playing Kronk. Still winning.
I'm Dawn playing Rhea.
I'm Ben. I play Ak, the kobold monk warlock to Ulrich.
I'm Will playing Susan, who is running out of high level spell slots.
I'm Tom playing Lord Eltas Greenwood, the champion of the subcommittee of the Inquisition of Matorka.
Beautiful.
I'm Courtney, and I play Elian Birchwood, Golden Retriever of the party.
Zach, Gregor, Black Wolf, Middenheim, Champion of Ulrich, Bulwark Against the Terror.
Cindy playing Big Chungus, a.k.a. Fargrim, Dwarf Slayer.
Yeah. I'm Charity playing Ingrid, currently Grappled Bard.
I'm just glad Cindy remembered which one she is this time.
Yeah, who you are.
Big, big crisis.
We are one, big, let's be real. Big.
Okay.
We channel each other's energy.
We are picking up at the beginning of the initiative order after layer actions. When Manfred, from his pocket, is going to pull out a dark black stone, crunch it in his hand. Kronk, how many hit points do you have?
Fuck you want to know for?
I half expected it to be another baby.
Oh my god.
That's terrifying.
I have 63 hit points.
As a light wind blows through the room,
oh, shit.
You hear the whisper.
Well, can I attempt to counterspell that?
You can attempt.
You can try.
Please?
It is a spell. And I've seen this one before, so I definitely recognize it. I would like to use a 6th level spell slot to attempt to counterspell.
You will need to roll.
Okay. All right.
Please.
Do you still have the bonuses, like the +4, +1?
Yeah, +4 to your save.
That's not a
saving throw, though, is it?
This is an ability check, though, and you are
blessed. Yeah, he is blessed. Yep. He gets blessed, but it's not a save.
You didn't get blessed, but you don't get the +4.
Ability check using your spellcasting ability. DC is 10 plus the spell's level.
So 19.
When I cast it, 4th level higher, interrupt spell has no effect if its level is less than or equal to. Okay. So, what is my DC going to be here?
It wouldn't be your DC. It would be your
spellcasting modifier.
Okay.
Plus a D4.
Yeah, plus a D4.
So.
Yeah, because if you're rolling against it anyway, it doesn't really matter if you use a 3rd or a 6th level slot, does it?
If I don't know what level it was, so I was hoping that maybe I could just say no. 15 plus 5, 20 plus D4.
You managed to counterspell it.
Oh, yes.
Dang shit. Yeah.
Say, not today,
fuck
bitch.
That pale bitch.
I think it's a level 9 spell.
Well, I made it, so it doesn't matter anymore.
And you didn't have to crush a stone or something, so hopefully that's the first one we see.
Next time, next turn, pulls it in identical stone.
My anxiety right now.
It wasn't me this time.
Not me, bro. Not me, bro.
Okay. Rhea, it is your turn.
All right. I'm going to... How many of these vampire...
There are currently 6.
Okay. Is there one near me? I'm going to go, I guess, to the nearest
one. Ingrid's fighting one and Elian's fighting one. Those are probably the 2 closest to you.
Okay.
Or actually, a little bit past those, 2 of them are on Fargrim, I believe. Yeah.
Not for long.
Do any of those look worse off than anyone else?
Ingrid and Elliot, it looks like you put some damage in, but the two on Fargrim are not. Don't seem to have much going.
Okay. I guess I'll help Ingrid.
Okay, you're going to go try to flank the one that Ingrid's fighting?
Yep.
Okay. With flanking, you would have advantage on these attacks.
Hell yeah.
That's weird. 215. How funny is that? Soft 21.
That'll hit.
So 7.
Okay.
And then I'll do it again.
And you're helping Ingrid with this one or Elian? Sorry.
Ingrid.
Ingrid, okay. So that was minus 7. And what was the other one?
I just ran. Oh, the next one is 19.
That'll hit.
6.
Okay.
Just a small reminder that everyone except for Ingrid and Susan are blessed. Yep. Not that that would change the attack rolls.
Nope.
But...
All
right. Anything else, Rhea?
No.
Okay. Susan, you are up. Kronk, you're on deck.
Okay.
All right. Susan is going to, as a bonus action, heal Kronk for 10 and Gregor for 12.
Yeah.
Nice. And then run over... and give probably Elian the help action.
Nice. Cool.
So he gets advantage on a roll within the next turn.
Smart.
Cool.
At the end of your turn, Susan. Greenwood, Gregor, and Kronk were all up trying to fight Manfred, correct. But you two are currently grappled, and you're not currently grappled, correct? Okay, Greenwood, yeah. Manfred is going to try to swipe at you. It's a cock die. Ooh. How does a 17 hit?
Not?
Okay. Cool. cool, that makes it Kronk's turn.
Gang shit. All right. So,
here I go.
Fargrim, you're up next.
So I am grappled.
Mm-hmm. You're being suckled, or you're not being suckled upon yet, but you sense it coming.
So what has grappled me? Is it a vampire or
one of the vampires? Yes.
Okay, vampire. Okay. I am just going to. I shall make 3 Shadow Blade attacks against my grappler.
Okay.
Fuck you doing?
All right. So we got a 31, 27, and 31.
Those will all hit.
Gang shit. So we have 24 and then 17 and 17.
Let me check something super quick.
No.
It goes down. You do kill it.
Gang woo, shit.
Woo. Cool. Anything else?
Do I have anything I can do with my bonus action?
Probably.
You can dance in place.
Start flossing.
Say less.
Start teabagging the body.
Use your third wind.
I think I've really got much cooking for bonus action.
Okay. Fargrim, then.
Yo, for real? Can you just, like, start hitting Manfred? We need to start doing
You are currently engaged with two vampires.
Yeah. Like, what am I supposed to do? Everywhere I move,
you're doing your best.
It's almost like they're trying to stop him from getting close in the distance.
It's like there's...
It's crazy.
They're screening.
All right, here we go. All right, so I've got two on me, yeah?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to try to hit the first one. That's going to be a 26.
That'll hit.
All right, first one's going to be 18 damage.
Okay.
We're going to do that again.
Let's go.
Real quick, before I forget. There we go. Ooh. That is good. That's probably not going to hit. That's a 14.
Oh,
that
doesn't hit. Just in case.
Oh, yeah, D4.
Yeah, roll a D4.
Add a D4 to that.
Get a 4.
I did.
It's an 18.
That's an 18.
That'll hit.
D-Bombay.
Nice. That's my damage, then.
Asterisk points for Susan.
Wow. Bad roll.
Stop that.
27.
That's a 17.
Bad roll. That's like my best roll.
I was like a 1, a 2, and...
Okay.
That's a 27 to hit.
That'll hit.
One.
Speed the fuck. All right, so we need this boy up in the front.
That's a 21.
You sandbagging.
How would you like to kill it?
Again, it was just like strike to the chest and hit with the pummel of my axe to just completely rip it apart. Is this the one with the vampire in it or no?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
Oh, decapitate for sure.
Okay. Fair enough.
With the pommel of your axe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just from blunt force damage. Yeah,
you hit it like so hard. Bat. It's kind of like in The Hobbit, how Bilbo's like great grandpa invented the game of golf.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's Fargrim right now.
Fabulous. I'm gonna want the fangs, that's for sure.
Okay. Unfortunately, if you did want the fangs, they're all powdered right now.
That's a later problem.
Yeah.
Powdered?
You get it.
You
smoke.
Oh. Okay. Vampire rocker.
Yeah.
First country.
That's fair.
The vampire that's up on Elian. Elian, are you currently grappled?
No.
No. Okay. It's gonna swing at you.
No.
But I don't think it's going to hit. How's a 13?
No.
Okay. What about... How's a 9?
No.
Okay.
That's right.
Cool.
That's
tell
right.
Him. Tell him again. Tell him a third time.
Boom.
That one's dead. Up next is the other vampire that's up on you, Fargrim. It's going to swipe at you. How's a 21?
Okay, yeah, that'll hit.
Believe me. Let me get there. So many things. So that is 8 bludgeoning damage, and you are now grappled, and then is going to begin to try to suckle from you.
So I'm going to take 4 damage.
How does a 15?
What about a 15?
Does a 15 hit?
No.
Okay. You are now grappled, though.
Not for long.
Nope. Fair point.
Fargrim just deleting two.
Gregor, the vampire that has you grappled, is going to try to suckle from you.
But no.
That's an 11.
In the arms of an angel.
It's going to just swipe at you. It's a 12.
It's about time we started throwing up these kind of numbers. 27. I'm sick of hearing that.
Okay, so we're at that. So, Greenwood, you are up. You are currently engaged with a vampire. Or no, you were fighting...
I said Greenwood. Just run it, dude. Huh?
Yeah, you were up with Manfred.
Isn't Gregor between me and Fargrim?
What?
Isn't Gregor between me and Fargrim?
You were up Manfred. By Manfred.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant I was up in the turn order. I am fighting Manfred, yes.
Yes. And I believe it is... Oh, no, you're right. Gregor is up first. My bad.
Yeah, I skipped Gregor. You're for sure between the... Gotcha.
First you kill me, then you don't even let me get a turn.
It's personal. Yeah.
There's a lot happening right now.
Oh, I know, you got a lot of shit to keep track of.
It's definitely personal.
So it's
it is
turn.
That, though.
I'm currently grappled by this suckler.
You are?
All right, I'm just going to try to murder it.
Okay.
Reasonable.
Work
low
for me.
Low key, go for it, yeah.
It just comes down to wanting it.
Yeah, a light murdering.
Actually, before I attack, is drinking a potion a bonus action or an action?
Drinking it yourself is a bonus action. Giving it to someone else is a full action.
Hey.
So what I'm going to do?
Damn, I should
have. You did say you were making the attack first, though. So
but,
you have to...
I'll attack after. Or I'll drink it after. It's not allowed. It's something else.
Oh.
So that first attack hit. Second attack. Oh, wait. So that's if we carry the three. That's a nat one.
What the fuck?
Oh, Gregor, you your first one. Though. It's kind of hard because like you're swinging your hammer like back over your shoulder, like trying to bap it. Unfortunately, as you try to swing, your hammer goes flying behind you.
Oh, you'll need to get wrist straps or something.
Yeah, the little like Wii straps.
Well, can I at least roll damage to the first one that hit?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. Bro, you better
10 bludgeoning.
You better pump a divine smite into that.
And then, yeah, you know, I'll burn my last level one spell slot for divine smite. And then an additional 14 radiant damage.
Okay. Taking this opportunity, Manfred is really fucking mad that he can't hit Greenwood, so he's gonna try again.
What,
bro?
That's a nat 20.
Okay. Well, that'll probably do something.
Yep. I just like to go on record and say I'm using my bonus action to drink a potion of cloud giant strength.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
Big beef. I see you.
Bigger beef.
So, Lord Greenwood, that is going to be...
Is this because he's mad, or...?
It is because he's mad, but also some other things are happening, because he got a crit.
Oh, you're saying he critted Greenwood?
He critted Greenwood.
So I'm going to use my reaction to give him disadvantage on that attack roll, because he's right next to me.
Thank you!
Greenwood does a 19 hit.
No!
Stay boosted, stay blessed.
To the no. Dude, my boy.
I was gonna say that was
8d6 coming at you.
Yeah,
so.
I fucking know.
Okay, so that was that. It is your turn now, Greenwood.
All right. Because Manfred has not hit me yet, I'm gonna give him one of the L7 weenies, and come at him again.
Okay.
That's a 19 for a crit.
That'll hit.
Second one's a 21.
That will also hit.
Okay. I'm going to expend one of my last spell slots for a divine smite on the crit.
Okay.
So I'm going to roll radiant first. It's going to be 18 radiant.
Okay.
Your crit damage, your smite damage gets doubled for the crit, too.
Yeah, I rolled a 1 and a 9. Okay, gotcha. Or 1 and an 8. And then...
Man, you crazy.
8 cold and 29 slashing.
Okay.
Nice.
And then the second hit, I'm not going to pump a smite into it, but it's just going to be... I think it's just a D8, D6. Yeah, and then a D6 for the curse. I'm going to do 20 slashing, or 14 slashing, 6 cold.
Okay. Numbers on the board.
I got one job, and it's a smite.
Cool.
Paladin life is simple in a way.
Anything else, Greenwood?
Yeah, I think... Nothing.
Elliot, it is your turn. Ingrid, you're on deck.
All right, I will hit the vampire that's by me.
Okay.
All right. Does the one or the D4 or 1D4 still apply to this or no?
To attacks, yeah.
To attack, yeah.
You're still boosted and blessed.
Okay. Get blessed, stay boosted.
Remember, you do have the help action, so you can get advantage.
You also have advantage,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's an unnat 21.
Nice.
Does that hit?
Yes.
All right, that'll be 11 damage.
Okay.
Love to see it.
And then that is nat 20. Let's go. So how do I do that? Do I just do damage and then plus? Well,
yeah, and then just double it.
Crit. Oh, okay. That'll be 18.
Let's go.
Did I kill it?
Let me check. It's gonna be close.
Yes. No. Please. I want to kill.
I want it so bad.
I want to kill.
He needs it. Not quite. Go on.
You'll get there.
All right. That'll end my turn.
Okay. That's Elian. Ingrid, it is your turn.
I know you just said
we
this.
We can't hobby.
So I'm grappled. Can I take a potion?
You can take a potion. Yeah.
I will take a potion.
What potion are you drinking?
I'm taking a potion of
Kill Vampire.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be neat if they just made a potion for that?
Holy water.
You drink a potion and then a vampire nearby just dies.
I'm drinking a potion of greater healing, which is 4d4 plus 4.
Okay.
How
do you need
I...
dice?
Yes.
2, 3. Does anyone have another? I don't have a fourth d4.
Ah.
Dude, we got so many. Here.
Oh, here we go.
Everybody just pelt Amber with D4.
Not the pointy ones.
Especially my spiky metal ones.
Not the pointy ones.
The caltrops.
The actual spiky
ones. So I regain 15 points.
Bro.
Is this Jessica again?
We love it.
No, she's inside.
Nothing like a little...
Tell you, that's actually the boss music that's playing during the fight.
He healed himself. Like, they're now chanting in Latin.
Someone look up Under the Sea.
In Latin.
Gregorian chant.
Oh, my God.
Gregor, it's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn?
No, to sing it, yeah. You were already doing it, but yeah.
So I think that will end... Ingrid's turn. Yeah.
Okay. Just up is the vampire that is fighting you.
False alarm, guys. It was
EPS. Oh.
God damn it.
Mail's here.
It's mail time.
Does a 25 hit Ingrid?
It sure does.
Okay. That's going to be a bite attack on you.
He was already driving away. He didn't want the smoke.
So, Ingrid, that is going to be... 7 piercing damage as it looks at you quizzically. And then it's going to try to slice at you with its unarmed strike. That is a 16.
That will not hit.
Yes. Okay. And that is it for it. We are now at the beginning of the turn order.
I mean, how many would he have left at this point?
It's the lair action.
Dude, so many.
They refresh every turn.
Every round.
Nah, yeah.
Some. I don't know if all of them do. I don't know what the mechanical. I just know there's a lot.
He's got a roll for him, I'm pretty sure.
Standard, he probably gets 3 every round, and then he probably has other like specific ones that don't refresh every round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're thinking of legendary resistances, which I think refresh after a long rest.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, no, layer actions and legendary actions.
Every round.
Every round.
It's a good thing this layer sucks.
Yeah.
Ick.
It's actually really well furbished. He keeps up on everything.
Hey, Gregor.
It does actually.
I would like a charisma saving throw from you.
Good thing you're good at that.
Rizzle save. Okay. So check it out, dude. I get plus 4 to that save on top of...
A d4.
A d4. And then your save.
Well, I get what's plus 9, plus the 2 from you. I get
11
plus a d4.
4 from here.
Let me tell you. Hold on. So that's going to be 17.
Or like a 3.
Enough.
25.
You feel a weird tingling at your feet, but nothing happens.
Down to my plums, got it.
Mm-hmm. Poor circulation.
It's the neck injuries finally catching up to him.
Yeah, that's just nerve damage.
Yeah. Yeah. Suddenly can't feel any of your feet.
Any of them.
I was going to say toes, and then for some reason my brain switched to feet at the end.
How many hit points do you have?
Same, same.
Yeah.
How many hit points?
How many hit points?
Your feet, you also can't feel your toes.
165?
Yeah. Same, same.
Okay, cool. You once again hear the light whisper.
No.
Thank God.
You once again see me do a bunch of Naruto jutsu real quick as I attempt to counterspell.
Okay. Roll to... What level are you casting it at?
Just the 3 this okay. time.
I mean, you gotta roll either way.
Not yeah. gonna get too crazy, yeah. We'll just...
roll it!
Go.
Keep rolling. Rolling. What?
So, that is another 15 plus 5 plus...
3.
So, 23.
Fargrim, you feel a shiver go down your spine, but nothing happens.
Thank God.
And then you hear also Kronk
welcome it.
Just shouting out,
psych, bitch! Say psych right now!
Ray, it is your turn.
All right. I'm going to attack... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to attack the guy by Ingrid again.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got 18 plus 6.
That'll hit.
Yay. And that is... Is that a 1?
That's yeah, a 1.
That is
a
1.
1 plus 5 is
6.
Hey,
on crit. Oh, that for damage?
Damage.
That's the damage.
Oh, okay. I thought that was your next roll. Okay.
No.
So 6.
And then... That's a nat 20.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
Crits.
Smoke them.
Smoke them if you got them.
Smoke them because you got them.
Nice.
Sick.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Yeah, you did. Double
that. So that's 10, so we'll just double that to 20.
Nice.
Wait, I'm sorry, how much damage was that?
20.
Okay. How would you like to kill it?
Ooh. Nice.
Nice. Ooh.
I'm going to take a nod from Fargrim, and I'm going to decapitate it.
Okay.
With the battle axe.
Nice. Okay. After Rhea, Susan, it's your turn.
All right. With a bonus action, Rhea and Ingrid... Rhea gets back 11 hit points. Ingrid gets back 12.
Ooh, okay.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you.
After that, Kronk.
Oh, and then I'll also move over and give Gregor the help action.
Cool.
Huzzah.
It is your turn, Fargrim, you're on deck.
All right. So I am going to say out loud with my free speech to Manfred, you just let us know when you feel like negotiating, and I'm going to make 3 more attacks.
Okay.
So the first attack will be with the Shadow Blade.
Bro, you getting tired? Because I ain't even tired yet, but if you're getting tired, like, we can stop this.
All right, so does a 30 hit?
I'm not tired, though.
A 30 hits.
Okay, and I am actually going to, for the first time, remembering to use this shit, use my 1 maneuver die.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
Bro,
we've been playing this game for 3 years, and I had no idea you had this ability.
It's from a feat that I took where I could use the maneuvers. I learned 2, and then I get 1 superiority die.
Oh, yeah. And
I've never used it. Yeah. I just have it.
You going to trip him?
I'm going to attempt to, yeah. I'm going to make...
You are currently grappled.
My brother encouraged.
Does that impact this?
No, I'm not. I killed that guy.
Oh, yeah,
I smoke check.
Oh yeah, no, you did. You're right. My bad.
But yeah, also it
grappled
does not.
By a corpse.
So I
loosely
hit him.
Draped over
just
him.
Loose meat.
I expend the superiority die.
Okay.
Add it to the attack's damage roll, and then he has to make a strength saving throw.
Good old Manny
at
boy.
At a DC of 18.
Okay, ooh. Let's see what he does. Strength.
Just fucking hip tosses him.
I need a D6.
He is going to choose to succeed.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough.
Hey, you burned one. You burned one.
We cost him one.
That would have been so cool.
So 4, and then he takes 19 psychic damage from that attack.
Okay.
Can you do it again?
And yes. I am going to follow that up with another Shadow Blade attack.
Cool.
No, limp. 16, does that hit?
16 does not hit.
Are you kind of blessed?
Oh.
Stay blessed.
All right, so you...
An 18.
That'll hit.
Okay.
Yeah!
Nice.
Stay blessed, stay boosted.
Bless is goated.
So that'll be another 24 damage.
Okay.
And then I'm not going to grapple him. I'm just going to hit him with a third attack. So 24.
That'll hit.
16 more psychic damage.
Okay.
And then I think as a bonus action... I am going to...
Incinerate.
And unfortunately, not quite.
Disintegrate.
I can't do that one.
I've heard it both ways.
Reintegrate.
I am going to...
Reembowel.
Cast Compelled Duel.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, shit.
He's got to attack you then.
So I attempt to compel a creature into a duel.
Wait, isn't this the second leveled spell you've cast this turn, though?
Oh.
I didn't cast the spell this turn.
You just did a trick.
I made
maneuver.
Melee attacks.
Oh, okay. Yep, yep, yep.
So he has to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
On a failed save, he is drawn to me, compelled by divine demand.
What's the DC?
18.
He is going to choose to succeed.
Okay. That's two.
He's ducking you. He's ducking you.
He's ducking me, bro.
Confirm duck.
Just going to sit here and be like, you don't want the smoke, dog.
He really doesn't.
He don't. Okay.
Demon Prince of Zine. What?
Of Ulrich?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I'm a Demon Prince of fucking winning, dog.
Also right. Zinch, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's it for me.
That's very Zinch.
Okay. Fargrim, you're up.
That was cool as hell.
All right, all right. Grappled.
Currently.
It's pronounced grappled.
Grappled.
Yeah. Grapple him back.
Only if it's from the grappled region of France.
Yes.
Fight for the underhooks and grapple him back.
Otherwise, it's just carbonated hugging.
Carbonated.
All right, so I just wasted that. I was a nat 20 roll, but that was a waste.
Now we count.
All right, so I'm grappled.
Yep.
But I could still attack normally, right? I don't have to. Okay.
You can still attack. You just can't move.
Yeah, I just can't move.
It just reduces your move speed to zero. And then if there's abilities that require you to be grappled, they could use it on you.
Cool. Let's do it.
Like
suckling.
Yep.
Mostly suckling.
Slorping.
Does an 18 hit?
18 hits.
Okay. I was going to roll the extra die there, but don't have to.
Bless.
When we're getting there.
21 damage on that first one.
Okay.
Whenever we finish this,
murder him already.
Bro, I've been trying.
Oh, bro, I'm trying like really
Wait,
hard.
What was that for?
Have you considered
21 damage?
Have you considered?
And then I just rolled
harder.
A nat 20.
You considered?
Okay. You're probably gonna kill him, but let's see.
So.
I hope you roll all ones.
Fargrim deleting
Let's
another
go, Fargrim.
NPC this turn.
Bro, that's crazy.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that never happens.
Fargrim's kill count this fight is
high as shit, yeah. Dude.
What was that?
That's a good roll. 18, 19, 20. 29.
Nice. Okay.
What an angry
Does that do it?
Nope, not quite.
Fuck,
Wait. That wasn't everything. That was just the first part of my crit.
Oh.
That was just the first part. Listen here, bud.
The Latin chant has begun.
Somebody else.
17 for the rest of that crit.
I barely even started. Yeah.
Oh, my.
It's
going to
be close.
I haven't even.
46 total?
It'd be 46, yeah.
I haven't even begun to peak.
Not it, huh?
This isn't even his final form.
It's crazy.
Okay, ass mad.
Third attack.
Okay.
That's going to be a unnat 20.
That'll hit.
Imagine being the vampire that has to, like, you know, go hold him, go, like, slow him down.
Just seeing, like, 80 your bodies on the floor.
It's an 18 damage.
How would you like to kill it?
All right. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring Kazook in against his throat.
Okay.
Put my hand on the back of its head. And I say, sweet dreams. And I push its head.
Brutal.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we found a new candidate for Everchosen.
That's actually terrifying to think about.
Yes. And then, is it an action to get up, right?
Half your movement speed.
Oh, just half my movement
speed? You're not prone. It just, like, grabbed you from behind. Oh. It was, like, trying to sink the rear naked, like, well, from standing.
Gotcha.
You had the seatbelt.
Okay, I thought I was prone. Okay.
Now you've got
you can be if you want to.
Okay. How far away is our boy?
I believe from you would be about 25 feet now.
That's
range.
Yeah, I'm going to take my movement to head over there.
Okay.
And I'm just going to have a huge grin on my face, just staring at him.
Hell yeah.
I just love, as someone who's been, like, spectating this fight, this whole fight has been, like, our, like, B team having, like, valiant 1v1 fights, maybe 2v1 fights against the vampires in the suits of armor. And we got, like, our heavy hitters, like, battling it out with Manfred, like, throwing big heat, and then just Fargrim, just like one body after another, just you're down, you're down, you're down, you're down.
Frolicking.
Like running through the B team combat while half of the A team is doing the best.
The B team's fighting for their fucking life, and Fargrim sprinting through it.
They're fighting valiant. It's like 1v1, and they're going hard, and then Fargrim's just like, you're dead.
Yeah.
You're dead.
Y'all want to see something fucking wild?
Dude, you guys know that scene in SpongeBob where the sponge is down and Patrick's over him just heavy breathing? Yeah. You know what I mean? With that look? That's me heavy breathing with my axe, blood all over me, just staring down Manfred now that I ran up on him.
Okay. Oh,
structured defense.
The end of your turn, Fargrim. Manfred is going to take a swing at Kronk.
Manfred casts shit himself. Eat it.
That'd be a 21.
Manfred casts shit pants.
Okay.
Nope.
Cool.
Meats goes to the defender, right?
Yeah, it wouldn't hit you.
Yarp.
Okay. Yarp. It is the vampire that is fighting Elian's turn.
Get in there, dog.
Elian, you're not currently grappled, are you?
Nope.
Okay.
Too strong.
That's a nat 20.
Yeah. Mm. Plus 40 to save.
I...
Oh, shit.
Get it.
I am going to upcast a silvery barb.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
What does that do? It's double disadvantage.
It does fucking nothing extra, but I'm out of level 1 spell slot, so I'm going to use a level 2 one.
That's fair. That'll do it.
Because I'd prefer Alien to not get fucking crit.
It's a crit fail.
Yeah!
Elian the vampire goes to grab you and just like falls off balance. It is now prone at your feet and it loses its other attack.
I'm going to think I did that.
You did.
I think that was me.
Meanwhile, you dodged so well.
Kronk is just like head turned, just angrily staring at it with psychic intent.
the anime, like face goes black, just eye glints.
Purple eyes and that's all you see.
Yep, just in the dark, just fucking glowing angrily.
At the end of that turn, Manfred is going to take a swipe at Fargrim.
Oh. Yeah, Kronk, who do you give advantage to?
Myself.
Fargrim does a 23 hit.
Yes.
Check it out. Hold up.
It's a new round, right? I have not. Did I use my reaction this round? I'm fucking about to, dog. Disadvantage on that roll right now.
Okay. Fargrim, how's it? 21?
Fuck.
You tried.
I tried.
You tried.
I tried.
I appreciate the effort. 21 will hit. Yes.
Ben, you got to clip that.
Yeah. That is going to be 8 bludgeoning damage, 14 necrotic damage.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, right,
14
good.
Necrotic and what?
And 8 bludgeoning.
All right, so 14 necrotic, 4 bludgeoning.
Yep.
You're right.
You got this.
You're going to be all right.
Yeah.
He's still up.
It's fine.
Oh yeah,
I'm up.
Yes,
he sees me. I'm still up.
Yeah, I was gonna say none of those vampires or suits of armor touched him, so they died too fast.
I've got some damage.
The DPS output of Fargrim this combat has been impressive, to say the least.
You're grappled.
I've had like 4 nat 20.
Yeah, you can't grapple me if you're fucking
eviscerated.
I know.
Bro, all my league enjoyers over here, I just picture Fargrim just being Garen, just spinning, just killing,
spinning.
Gregor, it is your turn.
Whirlwind Barbarian from D4.
Gregor, it is your turn, and you are currently grappled.
Yeah, I'm grappled. My hammer's gone. So now I'm extra mad because you're really making me do this. I'm going to reach into my belt.
Oh, no.
I'm going to resurrect an old favorite.
Oh, shit.
I got the Scourge.
Fortunate Son starts playing in the background.
Oh.
Nice.
Scourge has got to come out of retirement. It's a dire situation. I know people...
Dad's going to be mad.
Hey, man, tactical situation, I think he's going to understand.
Dad's going to be mad.
This is kind of a big deal.
Everybody I'm knows not God's telling, are super forgiving of sins.
I mean, he's watching me in this valiant combat.
Mm-hmm. Bro, you got two hands.
He's watching you.
Just you let got, it ride. You got fists.
Let it ride.
You know what?
Stow the shield. Go to
No, you know what? You know, hold
what
on,
would
hold
what
on.
Would Gregor do? Don't let us bully you.
No. He just said he was going to do it.
What no, would Dad so want on, you to on, do?
Use the javelin.
Because so, I'm saying, as I'm reaching for it, I feel like, yeah, maybe in the back of my mind, I'd be like, hey.
Bitch out.
We move past this.
There you go. That's my boy.
We talked weak. About this. Because I haven't had a chance to sell it yet, is really what it's called. So, how far away is my hammer?
I gave you a D30 at the beginning of the session. You want to roll that?
For I don't know where that went.
It's under the cookie wrapper.
You know what? You know what? I got one more spell slot left. I'm just gonna misty step to it.
There we go.
Okay, cool.
Just punch Manfred in the face and use smite.
So I'm a bonus action. Misty step, scoop up the hammer.
And then use cool. your movement.
And then, man, and then run back.
Okay.
And then,
cool.
And then I'm about to hit Manfred in the butt.
Why are y'all fucking fascinated with this man's butt?
Because it makes
you know
him
why.
Uncomfortable.
Because he's been squatting.
Because it is pristine.
So first attack that's going to be a...
It gets the people going.
It does. It's provocative.
How's a 30 going to hit, or...
I don't know, man. I don't think a 3 is going to hit.
Cool. All right, and then second attack. Less impressive, but a 21.
That will hit.
Cool. Sweet. All right, so let's roll some damage.
Do it.
Cast Murder Vampire.
So that's going to be... so that's 15 plus. That's gonna be 31 bludgeoning damage.
Hey, hey. And how much?
Yeah, and then here comes the radiant. Here comes the sun. Read it, do do. 15 radiant.
Nice. That's quite a bit of damage for a turn.
Yeah, it could be better.
I was like, snaps to.
Yeah, he
I forget how much.
He could
it
have
was,
been Fargrim, but he's not.
I just. I'm he, because I'll never be him, you know what I mean? And then, yeah, and then I'd like to spit in Manfred's face.
Nice.
As a free action.
Okay. It gets caught on your helmet.
Yeah. He opens his mouth and swallows it, like at the end of Little Nicky. Yeah. Like the brother.
Resorted to bodily fluids now.
Because, like, a lot of the blood is mine. Like, it's not really spit, it's mostly my blood, because, like, I'm healed, but I'm also beat the fuck up, so.
It goes an inch from your face and hits your helmet.
Yeah, does he even know that? Yeah, because
no.
I'm still wearing the helmet.
So. No idea.
It's just dripping down the
inside. I was like,
just hears it.
Yeah.
you hear that, but ding.
Yeah, he thinks I'm just having like an asthma attack or something. I don't
at the end of your turn, Gregor, Manfred is going to turn and run 30 feet away from all of you guys.
No, he's not, though. Does he get an opportunity attack? Or
he does not.
Oh, because legendary action?
He's doing his bullshit.
He's skittering.
Uh-huh.
Zoidberging.
Yep.
You fucking suck, like for real. Just like,
okay. Up next is the vampire that currently was grappling Gregor. Is going to try to grab you again.
Tell him to stop.
Why are you
That's
so
not gonna
obsessed
hit.
With me, dude?
It's going to say, fuck this, and it's going to turn to Greenwood instead.
Oh, no, thank you.
Greenwood does a 19 hit.
Hell no.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Greenwood, it is your turn. Ellen, you're on deck.
Check it out. I'm going to run after Manfred.
Okay, you're charging him down?
Yep.
Okay. You will take opportunity attack, though, from
oh,
the
wait,
vampire
shit.
That was on you.
Yeah, hold on. Didn't think that went through. I'm just going to
use your own legendary
beat
action.
That vampire's ass. Yeah, can I use my own legendary action?
No.
Something of a legend myself.
Just borrow one from
Is there another... Gregor's on the other side of this vampire, right?
We're all just sitting in a triangle, just like...
Yeah, I'd say it's between you, because it went from Gregor to you. So I'd say, yeah, it's between you guys.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna swing at it for number one. It's 24.
That'll hit.
Okay. Second one is 25.
Mm. 25. Those will both hit.
Okay.
Axe stopped to make a sandwich at some point.
It has been
at some point.
53 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. He gets hungry sometimes.
That baby's waiting for you.
Yeah.
That's,
oh.
That's 36.
Yeah, is no one going to do anything about that?
36 I figured damage. After.
Yeah.
It hasn't been a minute yet. They can still use Revivify.
Yeah, maybe someone should do that.
You got one more turn?
Not me, though.
Not me, though.
I'm different.
Yep. I don't have Revivify. I mean, I am different.
Oh, yeah, super fair.
I ain't reviving nothing.
That was 36 damage?
Yes.
Okay, anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Up next, Elian, it is your turn.
All right. I'm going to swing at the vampire.
Okay.
Does a 26 hit?
Yes.
That's right. That's right. That'll be 13 points of damage.
Nice.
Nice.
Is it murdered yet?
No, but it's getting real close.
Murder it.
I'm assuming a 11 won't hit.
An 11 won't hit. No.
Bummer. All right. That's it. The end. Bye-bye. Okay.
After Elian, Ingrid, it is your turn.
Okay. I'm going to go mosey on over to Manfred.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, shit.
What are you doing?
Nothing
she
good.
Cast power word kill.
No, I wish. We'll just try to do some dagger stuff.
Dagger thing. Okay.
Just dagger things.
No. Ingrid!
No. Does a 21 hit? 21 hit?
A 21 hits.
Ingrid, no!
Hey, I'm strong now!
Get it, girl.
Shit, so that'll be 7 points of some sort of damage.
Probably piercing.
Yeah, piercing. It's a magical weapon.
How would you like to kill him?
Yeah, I wish. Okay, second dagger attack is it's a 15 hit.
15 will not hit.
Did you add a d4?
She's not blessed.
I'm not blessed, yeah.
Sad, you bitch. There's so many people here.
And then as a bonus action, I use my bardic inspiration to give it to someone. Gregor, you still have yours?
Yeah.
Okay, Kronk, you want some?
Yeah, well, what up, dog? I love being inspired.
Okay, Kronk is now inspired by my act of bravery.
I'm inspired as fuck. I was like, damn, that was a good shivin.
I just can't wait.
I gotta do me one of those. Dang.
I sound like nine
okay.
to Manfred.
Well, fighting for your life with a suit of armor and then you just rolled up on Manfred? This absolute Giga Chad behavior.
Just keep
seriously,
shit.
Dude. He's like, you know what? I only got like 5 years left anyways.
I love it, dude.
Just gonna roll up on this fucker.
No, he doesn't have one. Gasp.
Gasp. He has no actions?
He has used all of his,
Bro, what the fuck?
Legendary actions?
Luckily, we're going back to initiative turn. We're restarting the round!
Bitches!
But no, he was not able to swipe at Ingrid.
I hope, like, for real, I hope, like, bad things happen.
It's us.
I am the bad thing.
We are bad things.
That is going to happen to
us. Yeah, it's us. We're bitches.
We are carbon.
We are Groot.
You guys notice all of the windows, the shutters slam shut as you feel a ripple of magic holding them shut.
Poop.
You activated power word window, you fucking fucking
power
nerd.
Don't like that.
Power word insulation. Pulling off
no breathing.
One of his rings, he throws it on the ground.
There's no way this is going to be good.
Hey, Gregor, how many hit points do you get?
Oh, no.
Wouldn't you like to know?
She just asked.
It's under 100 if that's what you're asking.
Counterspell.
Yeah.
You already silvery barbs this turn, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Stop trying to ruin my shit, dog.
Susan, shut up.
No, yeah, it was to help Elian, wasn't it?
Yeah, new turn order though.
I thought it was a new turn.
But it hasn't been
his
turn yet.
It's when he comes back to
his turn, yeah. It doesn't.
It resets on his turn.
Yeah, he gets his reaction back on his turn.
Poop.
Well, good luck, champ.
You know what?
Gregor,
run it.
What's a regret you have?
No,
dying to a vampire.
Honestly, regret. My biggest regret definitely was taking the time to rest on my way to that village and then getting there and all those people being slaughtered. That's definitely top tier regret of not just not getting there in time to save more people.
Cool. As you hear this soft whisper and the world goes to black, you have that. You hear the distant, piercing howl of Bjorn across the dimensions.
Damn, that's fucked.
As you fade to black.
I'm dead.
So anyway.
Like, I'm not knocked out. I'm actually dead.
Oh.
Ack starts crying as he's running.
Yeah, Ack.
He doesn't know why.
So, Gregor, you hear Bjorn howling. Ack, you suddenly, like, the white scales on your back turn ice cold, and you're just overtaken in this, like, brief burst of just, like, something terrible has happened.
Somebody fix this.
I trust my friends. Ack is actively crying. Not sure why, but he's going to keep running.
Okay.
I'd like to think, like, as I'm going down, like, I'll fall to my knees. I'll peel my helmet off and then just, like, look over to Ingrid and then just roll.
Okay.
Because you, like, catch him.
Damn.
Shit.
You're across the room, unfortunately.
You're slugging it out with Manfred.
Manfred
booped away.
Oh.
You are by yourself.
Yeah, you. It is you and him.
Mm-mm. Oh.
That's why all of us are like, dude.
Okay.
Oh. Ingrid gives no fucks.
Rhea, it is your turn. You see Gregor go down. You see Ingrid alone against Manfred. You see the last vampire that was over by, what's his name? Greenwood. Over by where Gregor has now fallen. What are you going to do?
Wow, I'm going to take a deep breath. Oh, I'm sorry. Take a deep breath. And I think I'm going to flank the vampire that's by Greenwood. Okay. Does he look like he could go down? The vampire.
He's not looking great.
Okay. So I could conceivably take him out.
Oh, and I'm sorry, there's another one over by Elian as well. My bad. I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
That also looks like it's about
Greenwood,
a stiff wind away from falling.
Better heading over to help Ingrid, so I'm going to try to relieve him of his vampire friend.
Okay.
Oh. So that's 8. That's 14.
14. That will not hit.
Okay. I'm going to do it again. Oh, much better. That'd be 24.
24 will hit.
That's 7 damage.
Okay. It's not quite down.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
It got very quiet.
Say it got real quiet.
Like, no one's happy.
Guys, it's going to be fine.
I'm just thinking how we're going to divvy up the loot.
Bruv.
Gregor has like 8 copper on him.
No, I mean,
I'll take the whip.
I got a decent amount of gold. I mean, then just my gear is all elite level.
Anything else, Rhea?
I'm actually I am dead.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Susan, it is your turn.
I hop over to Gregor, pull out a diamond, and cast Revivify, and you're back at 20 hit points.
Woo! Susan, I'm going to need you to make a... Because you're a religion cleric, yes? Or you're a cleric, yeah?
Yeah.
Make a religion check.
Oh, no.
Bruh.
Oh.
What?
God, the god of death, like, the way this flavor, I'm assuming, is the god of death himself just claimed me.
Well, Nurgle tried to claim Gary, but he stopped it.
Because I was there to stop it.
Well, Susan's okay, too.
I only get a 9.
Oh. You get a 9?
Dude.
The spell fails.
What about bless?
I'm not blessed.
Are you blessed?
You have inspiration?
Can you, like... Oh, you don't have your reaction.
Loot my corpse for diamonds. I have to...
I have more on me, but...
Yeah, didn't the backup squad, like, all pitch in to get Susan diamonds?
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
I would...
She has a diamond, and I took a couple from Gregor for this exact situation, actually.
I would like to say your soul cannot technically be claimed because you're wearing a ring of mind shielding, so now that you're dead, your soul enters your ring, and you can remain there for as long as you choose before you...
That reminds me. Did the thing that we had talked about happen with Gregor's ring?
Oh. What the fuck? I don't like the eyeballs. They're being exchanged.
The heaven that I got to see? Is that what's happening here?
So if his soul went into the ring, though, then would Susan still have to do the...
Well, it depends on if the ring's... If Amber and Fig fucked with the ring.
You might need to message me about exactly what this interaction was, because I think I know what you're talking about, but it's been a really long time.
It has been a really long time.
2 years ago you did some shit? Like, this has been...
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
A long time.
This is 2 years of the making?
Several years.
I've been wearing this friendship ring.
Our friendship rings, dog.
Yeah. Oh. Is that the same? Is your friendship rings technically the ring of mind shielding, or it's the same
thing? It is the ring of mind shielding. There is an effect on the ring of mind shielding.
I got a question here, dog. So I'm just to confirm, I'm not going to the heaven resting place that I got to see before and was told that's where I was going to go.
You don't know yet.
So I'm not there?
Mm-mm. You're not currently there. You're currently in blackness.
Sweet. God, love it.
Oh.
And the ring of eyes still did not work, correct?
The ring of eyes still did not work.
So yeah, the ring thing did happen.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to spend a use of Wild Shape to activate a different starry form and launch a Starbolt at Manfred.
Saving your soul, dog.
Starbolt at Manfred? Okay, let's go.
Yeah. So that is...
Well, you're certainly not claimed by Nagash.
You fuck.
What? Oh, God.
You fuck.
It's not what you think. Yeah. It's just tangentially what you're thinking.
He's going to have Dad for your soul back.
Drop dice.
Yeah.
Just drop dice.
Drop the dice.
That's a 9, doesn't it?
Okay. After Susan, we got Kronk.
Oh, thank God. Okay. So I am very close. Gregor collapsed on the ground.
Yep.
Seeing that and knowing what that means, I am going to immediately stoop down and use my item interaction to rip that ring off his fingies and pocket that shit. And then I am going to... I'm going to kind of mutter to myself, we'll figure this one out, and then I'm going to go ahead and make my attacks against Manny.
Hmm.
Not suspicious at all.
Not at all.
So, 31, I'm sure it'll be okay. 27 and 25.
Kronk still needs you, so, you know, you're going to be
around. Yeah, do I, notice any of this? Because I'm also right there.
Gregor went down and you saw Fargrim, you saw Kronk, kneel next to his corpse.
Yes, I'm also next to his corpse.
So Kronk is, next to his corpse and,
But does she see him grab the ring?
Was your ring visible or invisible? Because you can have it be invisible.
Oh, I thought it was visible. I didn't know it was invisible.
No, you can choose.
Yeah. I thought it was visible. This.
Okay, so it was visible. So you see Kronk take Gregor's ring.
Okay.
As I'm saying, we'll figure this one out.
Think of a bit of a priority thing, but...
I do not have healing magic, so that's unfortunately not a thing I can help with. But, he does take... What do we got here? 59 psychic damage.
Mm, okay.
And...
59?
Yep.
Why not 69?
Nice!
Anything else, Kronk?
No, that's gonna be it.
Okay. After Kronk, Fargrim, it is your turn. You are about 30 feet away from him. There is a vampire engaged with you, though.
One.
Because it was the vampire that was up by Gregor and Greenwood and Manfred, And then Manfred boofed away, but there's still one vampire that is technically engaged with you.
Okay. It's almost
and
dead, though.
Gregor just died.
All right. I looked as Gregor falls, I look to the side, distraught, and I notice that he goes down, and I yell, so I'm just going to scream and try to hit this dude, and I'm going to recklessly attack.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
19.
That'll hit.
Shit roll.
27.
15.
Okay.
Are you counting bless?
That's for her damage.
That's for her damage.
My bad. Yeah. Wait, let me check real quick. Nope, not quite.
Not quite. Wanna do it again?
Let's go. Another drop dice. I gotta stop futzing.
Okay. Another 19.
That will also hit.
I'm running out of spells.
21 damage.
How would you like to kill it?
Yes.
Screaming, I'm going to slash at it, pivot, and print towards Manfred.
Okay.
You said he's within range?
He's 30 feet away from you.
Okay, my movement's 35, so I'm going to get to him, and I'm going to use my third attack.
Okay.
Cut him in half.
Do it.
All right, it's going to be a 26.
Nice.
Okay, that'll definitely hit.
Damage.
As you swing Kazook through him, his body turns into mist.
Fuck yeah. Dude, we just had to get him out.
Yeah, but now he's returning to his respawn point. He's not dead.
Fuck. Not so dead. I'm alright, so I swing Kazook, and I say, "This is for Gregor," and I swing through him, and I kill him. And do all the armor? Do they collapse? Or are they still active?
It all turns into mist.
All right, then I'm gonna run back towards Gregor.
Okay. I'm gonna take you guys out of initiative order now.
I'm gonna try another revivify then.
Okay. As you guys are all running to Gregor, unless someone is specifically not running to Gregor.
Who doesn't give a fuck?
I mean, I'm...
We all run. Yeah, we'll
okay.
Go. Yeah.
The mist floats away on a gentle breeze. And as this happens, like, all of the doors and windows that were, like, ominously locked fall open.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're trying to revivify again?
Yeah.
Give me a religion check.
Does someone want
to... Can I cast help action?
Yeah.
Yeah,
how do I do that?
You're welcome to help me.
I'll help you. Okay, how are you helping Susan?
We all use the power of friendship.
How do I do that?
Yeah, if you guys all like are gonna like link hands,
we hold hands and we sing a Gregorian chant. Yes.
Okay.
Kumbaya.
An Ulrich chant.
Kumbaya, yeah. My lord.
No. Like, guidance
oh, no.
Too.
Okay.
I can action in combat. It's not a spell though.
That is a 23.
Gregor, your consciousness—it was really weird. You were there and everything went black and all you heard was this heart-piercing howl of Bjorn. And then you felt like you were shifting almost and everything was black. And then now you're just like, coming back into your body, but everything hurts. It's like you are tired, you are bleeding, you're pretty sure you've got some broken bones. You do have... what is it when you get brought back? You have not exhaustion, but like kind of exhaustion.
Bro has res sickness.
That's with actual Raise Dead. Basically magical CPR kind of.
Gotcha.
But I mean, just back.
I will say you do have one level of exhaustion though from the battle of your soul against Nagash.
Damn. Am I aware that happened? Am I aware? Because I'm laying there. I know I just died.
Yep.
I know I did not go to the land.
You did not.
That I was promised.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Do I know specifically that me and Nagash was coming for my butt?
You know everything went black.
Okay.
You felt a somewhat familiar presence. You can't quite put your finger on it, but it was mostly just black.
Okay.
But you did not go to the land.
I did not go to.
You did not pass go. You did not collect $200.
Okay. Well, that sucks. Gonna have a talk with Dad about that later, because I'm out here putting on the line, and I didn't go to the promised land, so that's a huge bummer for me. But I'm awake.
You're awake.
Cool.
You have.
So,
you're breathing.
So
one hit
there.
Point and one level of.
He's actually at 20.
Oh, you're at 20 hit points.
It technically, is a spell that restores health to creatures.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm laying there. It's a bunch of people are standing above me,
holding hands. The final chord of a Gregorian chant fading in the air.
Thanks for the diamond, friend.
Hey, dude. Can't be mad, but yeah, you pay me back. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
With interest.
But I'm just going to look around and just kind of ask to everybody, but no one in particular, I guess, be like, did we win?
Yeah.
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 He got misted.
Okay. Well, we should probably find out where he, I fought enough vampires, and like when they miss like that, that's them going back.
Yeah.
To like rest up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I
believe you get 24 hours.
It'd be cool if it was nearby. We could just go murder the shit out of them.
Well, get your butt up. Let's go find
him. All right.
Oh, you're going to want this bag, by the way. I'm going to pull the ring out of my pocket. Why I'm going to hand it back to him. Because, first of all, you're welcome. Why? Friendship ring. When you die, your soul goes into the ring instead of out into the ether.
Oh.
So the whole Nagash trying to claim your ass thing. Friendship ring. Here you go.
That's how that works?
Yeah.
So, but also this ring prevents me from going to my resting place?
Well, yeah, but that's not where you were going.
Okay.
So unless you know you're going there, you probably wouldn't want to keep this on when we're dealing with the Lord of Death, you know?
Damn. All right.
I was going to run over and revivify the baby.
Cool.
Nice. It has been more than a minute. Aww.
Shame.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to just pop that ring.
Should we go help back on his search?
We don't know. Does anybody know where he is? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we have no idea where he is. No, he'll be smart if he just comes finds us. Yeah,
he
knows where we are.
Ballpark where he was going.
I mean, I had like the 5 minutes of you guys talking to Manfred and then the entire fight. So
you're about 6 minutes ahead of them.
Yeah.
Or I 7 minutes.
I can cover a lot of ground in 6 minutes.
Find a coffin, set it on fire.
Yeah, find a coffin, set it on fire.
No, I'm just trying to go find like the...
The treasure room, yeah.
With the and stuff, right?
And his wife.
So, always a pleasure.
Yeah.
I will say we're going to wrap the episode here, though. We'll pick up with Ack next time.
Awesome.
Thank you for hanging out, Ben.
Yeah.
The next one will be Ack's episode.
Yep.
We'll cheer him on.
I just got to sit here and talk shit.
Packed adventure.
Yes. Yeah.
Dang, dude.
Man, that was fucking wild.
And you all have to sit there and say nothing.
I feel bad for Ben, but I know Gregor's a fake character, but when the fade to black thing, like my heart, like
the silence.
Like
that
I was like hurt emotionally.
Yeah, over the character. All the energy out of the room, dude.
Well, because like everyone,
I knew he'd be fine.
And it's like, oh, you're dead. No, like no, guys, like. I'm not dead. I'm dead.
And you said permadead.
Oh, you're feeling like I'm like, I'll get you with some lay on hands next turn.
This is perfect karma because you're the one that brought me back when I got power word killed.
Yeah, that reminds me of when Susan got killed and I was like, guys, no, she's dead. And everyone was like, no, she's fine. I'm like, no, guys, she got power word killed. Like, she's gone.
She's dead.
Yeah.
See you well.
But yes, thank you to our sponsors. If you don't want to be power word killed, get your hit points up by taking some supplements.
No booze.
I'm buying some sleep booze tonight.
Yeah. It's a little sweet at bedtime. Keep your roll so you can counterspell high things. Get you some dice at fan roll.
Ooh. Yep.
Yay.
Woo. Yeah.
You're going to want that.
Probably.
You need it. But yeah.
Man.
We love you all.
Yep.
Thanks guys. For putting up with us. Glad we didn't have a TPK. I was kind of worried there.
Yeah.
I don't believe you were. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, we'll catch you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.